The McCone Files by Marsha Mueller, narrated by Susan Boyce. The Last Open File. The big Victorian, slumped between its neighbors on a steeply sloping side street in San Francisco's Bernal Heights district, tall, shabby, and strangely welcoming in spite of its sagging roofline and blistered chocolate paint. I got out of my battered red MG and studied the house for a moment, then cut across the weedy triangular park that bisected Kozo Street and climbed the front steps. A line of pigeons roosted on the peak above the door. I glanced warily at them before slipping under and obeying a hand-lettered sign that told me to walk right in. It seemed an unnecessary risk to leave one's door open in the low-rent area, but when I entered, I came face to face with a man sitting at a desk. He had fine features and a goatee, and was dressed in the flannel shirt and Levi's uniform of the predominantly gay Castro district. Although his dark eyes were mild and friendly, he was scrutinizing me very carefully. I presented my business card, one of the thousand I'd had printed on credit at my friend Daphne's and Charlie's shop, and his expression became less guarded. "You're Sharon McCone, Hank's detective friend," he exclaimed. I nodded, although I didn't feel much like a detective anymore. For the past few years, I'd worked under the license of one of the city's large investigative firms. The day I'd received my own ticket from the State Department of Consumer Affairs, my boss had fired me for insubordination. At first, I'd seen it as an opportunity to strike out on my own.